The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
When Nicole Sandler sits down to do her show, she's the producer, booking the guests, pulling the audio, planning the show, the engineer, running the controls, troubleshooting any problems, playing the sounds, calling the guests, and she's the webmaster, writing the blog, posting the podcast, maintaining the website, not to mention the host, interviewing the guests, explaining the issues, giving opinions, and calling out the bad guys. And then you get the Nicole Sandler Show on NicoleSandler.com.
It's time to shoot Eileen out of the cannon, 'cause that's the only way we'll have a ball. It's time to shoot Eileen out of the cannon and over Donald's effing border wall. To pack her and then launch her seems quite sensible to me, since she is quite compact and about as dense can be. It's time to shoot Eileen out of the cannon. Being judged, she's not good at, but she would make a decent splat.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mangy Fetlocks. Thank you. I can't see anything. These damn glasses, I can't see. Oh, hi. I've got my eclipse glasses on. But I saw it here in Arizona. But boy, if you're not looking at the sun, you can't see anything with those things on. So, as far as I can tell, we're still here. You still here? I'm still here. No Rapture. I guess we can all listen to Blondie, you know, the song Rapture. First use of rap, I think, by a white artist on the radio. I don't know. Useless, trivial information. But, yeah, I guess I can get rid of my... my eclipse glasses. It was cool. I tried to take a picture. Couldn't. It didn't work. Tried to put the lens of the camera up in front of one of these cheap glasses lenses, but it didn't work either. Civic Folly says we're going to get a star explosion soon in Corona Borealis. It's going to look like we have two suns. Cool. Can you get a picture of it? I would like to see a picture of it. So we got it here. I put on the glasses at the appointed time and saw a little like crescent over the bottom of the moon. It didn't get considerably darker outside. It didn't really, if you didn't have the funky glasses, you wouldn't know that anything happened. So Rick Smith says he's been raptured. I think if you've been raptured, you wouldn't be in the chat room, but hey, whatever floats your boat. If you want to say you were raptured, more power to you. So it is Monday, another fucking Monday. So we've got the fucking news coming up. Let me just tell you though, should you care to, weigh in about anything in this first half hour before, Jonathan Larson gets here, feel free. It's open phones Monday, 954-889-6410. So I pulled, you know, the former guy today, he said he would tell us his stance on the abortion issue, and I guess he did. Honestly, I can't really watch him. I find clips, and there were a few clips of a video. I've seen some as short as like 14 seconds. Obviously, it's an edit, and I've seen some that go on for 9 minutes. I'm certainly not going to sit and listen to 9 minutes of him talking. So I didn't, but I came across one video on the shitter machines that I think deserves special mention. And it was put up by somebody with the shitter handle of Decoding Fox News. Now, the only thing that's wrong with that Decoding Fox News as a name is that they still call it Fox NEWS. And as we all know, Fox is not news. But I get her point. Decoding the channel that calls itself that, even though it's not accurate, right? So I want to play for you the video she posted, and I thought it was quite clever. Oh, and before I get to this, I feel so bad. I made a mistake. I love it when you call me out on mistakes so I can correct myself. In this instance, the mistake was pointed out to me at emptywheel.net. Marcy Wheeler's readers, they post. So the comments at emptywheel.net are not like the comments anywhere else, the comment section that, you know, you really need to stay away from in most places. At Empty Wheel, they usually have good spirited discussions. Occasionally, you know, it gets into the sniping and, but yeah, it's to be expected, right? But anyway, I was corrected in that, you know, on Friday, I read to you this fake tweet, you know, a thing ostensibly written by the former guy on his Orwellian named Truth Social that goes out. It looks like a tweet. It acts like a tweet, but it's not a tweet. It's a truth. Yeah. Anyway, so a fake tweet turned out to be fake. So somebody in Marcy Wheeler's comments said, by the way, that the tweet or the not tweet by Trump saying that he was offering Eileen Cannon a Supreme Court justice seat once one opens up, should he be reelected? Not real. Really? You know, and I should have known simply because there was not the universal outrage that should have accompanied something like that, because that would have been immediate grounds to get her removed from that case. Now, I don't think that Donald Trump is clever enough to know that. I think he is stupid enough to tweet something like that. So it was not outside the realm of possibility. But just to correct the record, it was a fake tweet. You would think the two fakes cancel each other out, but no. All right. So on to the decoding Fox News shitter account, who posted this. I know it's his picture up on the screen, but don't worry.
It's Trump without Trump. You won't have to listen to his voice. I'm going to do this for people who tell me pretty much every day that you cannot stand to listen to this man's voice. I think it's important that you need to hear what he had to say today.
Yeah.
On April 8th, 2024.
Okay.
This is his statement about abortion.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended.
Yeah.
It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the 9th month.
Ooh.
The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth.
What?
And that's exactly what it is.
Oh, come on.
The baby is born.
Come
the baby
on, man.
Is executed after
come
birth
on, man.
Is unacceptable. And almost
bullshit.
Everyone agrees with that.
Bullshit.
Those are Trump's words. That is not accurate.
No.
That has never been the law of the land, and absolutely no one in the United States is pushing for that. What Trump just described is infanticide,
yes.
Which would be illegal.
Yes.
It is considered murder.
Yes. Okay, is that it? That's it. Decoding Fox News. So there's a public service for us. See, I got to share with you what the Orange Menace said today, and we didn't have to hear his voice. And I promise you that if we ever do it again, it'll be his voice. Okay, well, I said call in. I don't know who this is. Someone from the 802 area code. Hi, who is this?
Yeah, hi, Nicole. It's Timmy up in East Berkshire, Vermont.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's who in East Berkshire, Vermont?
That's correct.
Yeah, what's your first name? I lost it. You got jumbled.
Timothy.
Timothy. Hi, Timothy. How are you? Are you rapturing there? Are you eclipsing there? What's happening?
Yeah, you know, now we were right in a direct trajectory of that. And it was, hell, I could send you some pictures to which I had taken. But it was cool.
Yeah.
It was like the best 39 seconds of my life.
Was it now? You know, I wonder, the people, I was hearing coverage. I was out and about earlier this morning. I had to pick up the glasses from Max's house because they came over for dinner last night, forgot to bring us the eclipse glasses. So I went over this morning to pick them up. And as I'm driving around, I'm listening, going back and forth between CNN and MSNBC, listening to their breathless coverage. And they all went just way overboard. But the people traveled like extraordinary lengths to see this. And I just...
Yeah, they did. Yes, Nicole, they did indeed. I mean, the, you know, the half the mid-Atlantic coast came up here.
Yeah, I'll bet. Oh, they said Vermont, like Burlington, Vermont, was going to get more visitors than like ever before in history.
Well, that did indeed transpire.
Wow.
We got slammed. Of course, I'm north of Vermont, about 50 miles. But I live near ski areas, as you may have recall. But my point being is, they were completely slammed.
Yeah.
Jay Peak, Sugarbush, Stowe. I mean, you couldn't find a parking spot anywhere. But the irony of it is, and it was cool, and it was beautiful, and it's something that chances are most of us shall never see again.
Right.
Ironically, it was like 4 frickin' minutes.
Right. Well, some places that were in the path of totality or whatever they call it, we're going to have it for, say, 18 seconds. Okay. I hope it's good for you.
Well, it's fun. And you know what? It brought people together.
Yes.
And I think that's beautiful in and of its own premise.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Look, the fact that we can all connect on something that isn't, you know, driving us apart is a good thing.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Right.
But anyway, if I can convey some photos to you, I shall.
All right.
But
I'll look for him.
That being said, listen, just keep kicking butt with your show.
Oh, thank you. I will. I'll try.
I listen to you every day.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Timothy. I'm going to run and grab another call because you guys don't call very often. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Hey, this is David from Grand Prairie.
David from Grand Prairie, Minnesota?
Yes.
Is that Minnesota?
Grand Prairie, Texas.
Oh, Texas. Texas, of course.
Yes.
So you guys were in the path of totality, yes?
Oh, yes.
And?
Indeed.
How was it for you?
I thought we were going to get clouded over, you know.
Yeah?
I thought we were going to get clouded over. Last night I was ready to cuss at the clouds, scream at clouds.
Mm.
You know? Oh, don't let any of these plants grow, you know.
Yeah.
No, I don't need the pollen.
Right.
But anyway, so eat broccoli and vegetables. You know, eat your fruit and veg, kids. But, I knew it was going to clear because, hey, this really happened, Nicole.
Yeah.
I swear, hand to the TV there. I was eating a can of soup.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was vegetable beef soup. I thought it was pasta down there, some rolled stuff. And an F and an O floated up to the top. It was capital F and a capital O, and they were oriented properly and everything.
Okay. Yeah.
But I took it to mean futures, possessive S. Optimistic.
Oh, nice. Because I would see FO, and you know where my mind goes automatically, right? So future's optimistic. That's another way to look at it.
Yeah, I went to FU. Are you a graduate of good old FU?
It's the F off. Right. Right.
No. Didn't you graduate from FU, good old FU? I think I heard you.
No, I graduated from USF.
Okay, but good old FU, that was my... That's what I... asked the nurses there once. And they handed me that follow-up appointment. I said, oh, good old F you, graduate. But anyway, there was a solar eclipse. I saw it.
There was.
It happened.
Yes. Did you wear your glasses? Did you wear the glasses?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
And you're not raptured. We're still here.
I heard people himmel-farting around me. There were fireworks going off and screaming and shouting.
Oh, wow. Wow, I guess an eclipse will make people do weird things. Well, you stay safe down there in Texas.
I sat down flat, you know, and got some sun, took my, you know, sun.
Uh-huh.
Shorts and flatness and sunglasses and watched the whole thing. There's a little, you could see the redness of that 5 o'clock.
I hope you were wearing the special glasses and didn't do it with your bare eyes. We leave that for Donald Trump.
I don't know what, I haven't heard the reports yet. Was he looking up or down?
Remember, he did it. There was one when he was at the White House that he looked straight up into the thing without the glasses, you know, showing his brilliance.
We should turn the binoculars around and let him look through those.
Okay.
During the eclipse process, from the first shadow, you know.
Of course. Without a doubt.
Help him with his legal arguments there, maybe.
Or not. Yeah, we don't need to help him with this legal argument.
I'm going to go look for these people. They might be still Himmelfarting out there.
Okay, you go do that. Thank you for the call. It's always nice to hear Texas checking in. So, sorry, I saw Robert was calling from Naples, but I couldn't just hang up on the Texas guy. So, you know, Robert, if you want to call back, you can. But in the meantime, let me give you a foot update. Foot hurts today, by the way. But it's not gout. I told you on Friday it wasn't gout. I knew it wasn't gout because there's just no way. All the things that raise the uric acid level, I don't eat. I don't drink soda, high fructose corn syrup. I don't drink beer. I don't drink alcohol except for an occasional glass of good red wine or champagne. I don't eat organ meats. I don't eat a lot of red meat, a little bit, but not a lot. All the things that they say you need to cut back on in order to reduce your uric acid levels that gives you gout, I don't partake in. So it didn't make sense. And sure enough, they finally called Friday evening, like it was almost 6 o'clock, and said, here's the brilliance from the urgent care place. They said, okay, so we got your blood work in, and your blood levels for uric acid were in the normal range. So I'm like, oh, good. Okay, so she says, so keep taking the medication. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. They gave me two medications. They gave me prednisone, which brings down the swelling and made it so that I did not sleep on Thursday night, but it helped. Brought down the swelling, and it helped with the pain. And they gave me this other medication for gout that I didn't fill. And I thought, I'll fill it if the test comes back positive. Well, it didn't. But this nurse told me to keep taking the medication. I'm like, no, I didn't even fill the medication. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Robert, Naples, hey.
Hey, Nicole. Happy Rapture Day.
Yeah.
You didn't get called up either, huh?
I'm still waiting. We haven't been raptured yet. Maybe it's waiting till, you know. In New York, I guess it's going like now in New York City. I told you a few weeks ago about Jim Kerr, who does mornings on a big classic rock station in New York, who I worked with back in the day. He tweeted out or shitted out the other day or Facebooked whatever that his station in New York at the time of the eclipse was going to be playing side two of Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety. Now, that's creative radio programming, right? Q104.3 if you're in New York. Yeah, you would play the first eye?
I would
play the whole thing.
Turn around bright eyes. Ah. The total eclipse of the heart. Turn
around. Oh, no.
Every now and
then. Yeah.
Anyways, it was an exciting day, you know.
Was it?
This is something like that other caller said. We could all celebrate together, you know, and not really pick a side on it, you know.
Right. Well, like the beginning of the pandemic. The beginning of the pandemic, we were all, the whole planet was on this, we were on the same wavelength. We were all living through the same shared reality. And that's always a thing. Like, the eclipse is on a smaller level because only half of the you know, one hemisphere, I guess, could see it. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Right. Well, here in Florida, we didn't see anything.
Nothing.
I borrowed my buddy's welding helmet and looked up there and... Mm. It looked like a golf ball walking across a bowling ball. I really didn't see much. You know?
Yeah, I had somebody. Let me see if I can pull this up while we're talking, because I saw somebody on social media posted a picture. She's in Canada, and I guess they got the full thing. I'm gonna say so. Yeah. I wasn't able to photograph it, but I'm gonna put up this picture if I can locate it now.
My my family's in Rochester. My sister FaceTimed me, and it got dark. It got pitch black dark. And it was already a cloudy day over there. So the one time my city of Rochester has a shine to show off itself, they can't even can't even look at the sky because it's all clouded up.
Right.
You know? But anyways, it got so dark. It was actually, it was weird to see, you know, like middle of the day turn into dark night. It was definitely something cool.
Little things give us such pleasure. Like anything that gets our minds off of Trump and his assault on democracy. And, you know, and climate change and, you know, the end of the world. So, yeah, okay. Works for me.
Now, the funny thing is that the born-agains try to, like, accompany, like, that earthquake that they had, like, a week ago or a couple days ago.
Well, yeah, and, I mean, come on. Yeah, there was an earthquake in New York.
They tried to tie it all together.
Right? Right? An earthquake in New York. We had a pigeon in the house. You know, shit's happening. The world's coming to an end.
Great. How's the pigeon? What happened?
It's not here anymore. So the landlord came over and closed off the chimney because we think it came in through not the bathroom window, but through the chimney that we don't use. And so boarded that up. But poor Jackson stands in that room. We have a TV up in front of the fireplace because we do not use the fireplace. And Jackson stands there and like barks at the fireplace because he knows there's a pigeon out there. Yeah. So, anyway, how's Florida? Nicole. How's Florida, Robert? Are you? I understand that Ron had a retreat, a gathering for his big donors down in Hollywood, and you have to wonder why he's term limited out as governor. He's not going to go back to Congress. Maybe he'll take on Marco Rubio for Senate in 4 years.
That'd be interesting. I don't think so. I think, maybe he will. Maybe Trump is leaning on Rubio to, for vice president. And maybe that seat's going to become open, you know? Because you know what? Think about this. There was an Epstein, he released Epstein's, court case from years ago. And maybe Donald Trump's name is on that somehow, you know? And maybe he did that he could get Donald to, you know, to pay him off to either run, get him that Senate job because he got nothing else to do after this. Like you said, he's termed out.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe he'll pick Rubio.
Yeah, I don't put it past him that here's my prediction. Before he is out of office, I believe Ron DeSantis, or as I prefer to call him, moron death sentence, will introduce legislation to allow him to run for a third term as governor.
But you know what, Nicole? Since Iowa and the embarrassment that he came in third in Iowa, nobody here in Florida likes him. Nobody likes him, period, right?
But now they really don't like him.
I think that really...
Let me tell you something, though, Robert. Florida is now in play for two big reasons. One is the idiot signed this six-week abortion law into effect, and the Florida Supreme Court said, sure, we'll let that go into effect. We'll let that take over. However, people got enough signatures to get on the ballot abortion rights. So the people, what a concept, the people in Florida will have the chance to vote to overturn this stupid law that says women can't have an abortion. And then on top of it, as if you needed to give other like people like me more impetus to come out to the polls, recreational marijuana is now going to be on the ballot in Florida in November.
Right.
The Democrats could win this. This is a huge test of Nikki Fried and the Florida Democratic Party to see if they can get their shit together.
Right.
Because this is every advantage for them. What's that?
I think the Republican women will carry the Democratic across the board, the finish line.
I do not. Republican women get abortions too.
I think the suburban Republican women, they're going to remember that they got children and granddaughters, and they've lived their life with that option in hand, and they don't want to not have that for their kids. You know, I really think it's a women's issue with smart men issue. I really think that'll carry us. I don't know about the marijuana. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I've traveled to places in my life that had recreational marijuana, and I don't like it, to be honest with you.
You're going to vote against recreational weed? Oh, Robert, we need to have a talk.
No, I've been to Denmark. I've been to New York City. Yeah. I've been to places where it's legal. Nicole, yeah. It smells terrible.
Oh, my God, it smells so good.
I love the smell. Terrible.
Well, get the good stuff, because I love the smell of it.
Yeah, I love the good stuff, too, but they don't. They're all sickle and diamonds. No. It's crap. It smells like a skunk factory.
That would be very selfish of you to deny your fellow Floridians the opportunity to indulge without breaking the law.
I have no problem. But do it in your house. Do it in your car. Don't do it in the doorway where I got to walk by it, because I got to pee clean. I drive big, heavy trucks.
Oh, yeah.
I got friends who drive airplanes. I don't want to smell. I don't want it on me. I don't even want it in my.
Yeah, but
I don't
you're not going to get high from secondhand smoke.
I know, Nicole. I smoked enough for all of us, and I can tell you this: I don't want it in the public. You know, like someone's drinking a beer on the sidewalk. I don't want that either. I mean,
I don't want that. But come on. Sorry, I had to buzz you. I mean, like, you're out.
All right,
you're gone. Robert's voted off the island. My God, you don't take away your fellow shut-ins in Florida's opportunity to indulge in legal substances. Look, given a choice, I would outlaw alcohol before I'd outlaw cannabis. Nobody ever started a fight because they were too high on pot. You drink too much and you get belligerent and sloppy and ugly and nasty. And, you know, weed just makes you eat. Yes.
Almost everywhere that has legal weed has a law saying you can't smoke in
public.
Public.
Right. That's true. So, Robert, get over it, buddy. We're going to have a little problem here if you keep up. Yeah. Trucker John says, Robert, you're being a dick. Yeah. Chat room, you're with me. Robert, we like you, but, you know, enough already. Really. All right. So it is Monday. Right. On Mondays, because I'm lazy and I really try not to turn on the news, not to listen. I just, you know, I check in the morning when I wake up to make sure most of the planet's still standing, to make sure nothing huge happened, to make sure, you know, Trump didn't have that massive coronary that I half expect to happen any day, you know, and then I go about my business these days, just, you know, making things in the process of building a website to sell my art stuff. And I will have stuff to show you. I've been prolific lately. And, you know, so it's another way you can support the show. It should be up and running in a matter of, you know, a week or two or something. So we got that going for us. But, you know, I am kind of lazy, and I really like to just turn it off over the weekend. So my decision to invite Jonathan Larson from the fucking news here every Monday was selfish in at least one respect. And that is because he makes it easy for me, because he does his homework. And every morning in my inbox, I get this really well-written, with a sense of humor, look at the news. And it's not just the same shit rehash that you get everywhere else. But for instance, let me read to you one paragraph from this morning's The Fucking News that made me giggle. So the headline reads, GOP savior's abortion capitulation triggers premature delivery of end times. You know, come on.
Come on, man.
And then it goes on to say, the moon will blot out the sun today, just as we've known it would since we got some decent science going, albeit thousands of years late. Thanks, religion. Today's eclipse doesn't mean the end times are here. It means light can't pass through moons, and sense can't pass through morons.
It's time for the fucking news from NicoleSandler.com
and Jonathan Larson at thefuckingnews.substack.com.
He said a very bad word.
Yeah.
Oh, the language on you.
You're a fucking newsman.
The fucking news.
Again, I crack myself up with the the laughter there. I have some, the screen is not right. Jonathan, I'm trying to fix it, but thank you.
How's that better?
That's better, but I have problems on my end I need to fix too. So anyway, hi, happy not Rapture Day.
Happy yet again not Rapture Day to you too.
Yeah.
I did not get you a card.
Oh, that's okay. I do have, hold on, I'm still trying to fix your thing here. All right, there's something showing.
Oh, the Chiron.
There we go. There you
Yay,
are.
I'm rapturing.
Again, I can rapture you up. But
I've
got my lovely glasses, but I can't see, you know, with them on. So I thought I was going to do the show with these glasses on, but I'd have to tear out the lenses. Now I can see. Anyway, hi. So how was your weekend?
Hi. I actually spent it, like, I kind of stumbled across this story and actually spent, like, a big part of yesterday rushing to work on it. And I'm almost done with the draft, I think, but it'll be coming up in the fucking news in a day or two. And the reason I was rushing was because it has to do with the military funding for Ukraine and evangelical involvement in that process that hasn't been reported anywhere. And that relies also on some information that only I have, because I obtained those documents from the people behind the National Prayer Breakfast that give us some insights into the international networks that they have, including Ukraine. So I was like, oh my God, I've got to get this out before Congress comes back, and they come back tomorrow. So yeah.
Okay, so
that was the big part of my weekend. Looking forward to the weather and the eclipse. I had to scramble around to get those glasses.
Did you? I did too.
Them.
You know, the bonus son and his girl, they usually take care of these things. They came over for dinner last night, but forgot the glasses. So I had to go pick them up this morning.
Where'd you get them?
And I got them. And they
they
got them. I got them from them.
They got them.
Yeah, they take care of those things. They do that stuff. Yeah, so good. I saw it. It was cool. It was like a little, it almost looked like a crescent moon, go figure.
Yeah, how weird.
Jackson was unimpressed. You know, I saw it and then it moved. I came back in, did some work, went back out and looked again. It had moved a little bit. We didn't get the total thing.
No, I see
that. Yeah, but this, somebody that I know who was in Canada, I actually was able to photograph it. And this is what they shot. That looks kind of cool.
It does.
Right? Okay. So
it's very cool.
Now, you know, and then the next one will be in like 2044, and I probably won't be here.
Are you going to be off that day?
I will be 84. Honestly, I don't really want to be 84. So
you don't?
I don't. No.
Well, then skip ahead and be 85. Just go straight to 85.
Yeah. I don't think I want to be 85 either. We'll see.
Really?
We'll see. We'll see. You know, we'll see what kind of medical inroads they
Being
make.
Old, like really old.
You don't know what happened to me this past week. I thought I had gout. The doctor told me I had gout. Like, who has gout in 2024? Isn't that like a medieval thing? I dabble with, I hate to call it art, but I make stuff. I create things. And I've been playing with rocks and resin and heavy things. And I made this waterfall. You want to see my waterfall? It's kind of cool.
Sure.
But the thing is, it's very heavy. And it was hanging on the wall. See, this is my waterfall. You see?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Right? So.
Wow.
Right? It is. It's kind of cool. So I had it hanging on the wall, but just in a half-assed way. I didn't really secure it there. And I banged up against it and it fell. And it fell on my foot. It fell on my left foot. My left foot got black and blue and swollen. And I thought, okay, at least I didn't break it because I've broken bones in my feet before. It's not fun. And then it swelled up. It turned purple and then it cleared up. But then the other foot started hurting. And I thought maybe it landed on the left foot and fell over and hurt the right one. And it swelled up. It got really big. I put off going to the doctor for days because that's what I do. And when it really wasn't getting better, I said, all right, let me go get it x-rayed. Now, long story short, I'll spare you the journey. But I wound up going to an urgent care place. And the doctor said, that looks like gout. But they did the x-ray. The x-ray was clean. So she wrote me a prescription and everything for gout medicine. But they did a blood draw. I did not take the gout medicine because I still didn't think it was gout. And they finally called me back Friday night and said, no, the uric acid levels in your blood were normal. But go ahead and keep taking the medication. I'm like, I'm not taking the medication. Why are you telling me to do that? That's really stupid. Anyway, so today it hurts again. So this you know, when you get old, getting old sucks. I know it beats the alternative, but it really fucking sucks. So little things start hurting, you know, like your big toe. So anyway.
Little things like your big toe.
Yes.
Got it. No. Well, I'm sorry. That does suck.
It does. It really does. But that's all right. I'm walking, and I know I don't have gout. I probably have arthritis.
And you didn't even get raptured.
I was looking forward
to... take the quick, easy exit.
Actually, I wouldn't be raptured anyway. I'm the one who's supposed to go back to Israel, right?
Right.
In order for them to be raptured. So, you know,
right. They
need to get a life. So anyway...
Or convert.
Right. Someone else who needs to get a life. So Donald Trump, when you put out today's the fucking news, Jonathan Larson.
It was 2 minutes later, Nicole.
Right, I know. It came out like you couldn't wait. You're like, what is going to happen today is Donald Trump will announce his BS position on abortion. By the way, can you explain what D4FRFP is? Because it's not an eye test.
There's a little footnote there, and if you click on the footnote, it explains down at the bottom. It stands for disgraced, quad-dited, which is
quad-dited.
A new word I invented to explain four indictments, fraudster, rapist, former president, D4FRFP.
Very good. Okay, that's a good one. I like that. You know, I vacillate between the Orange Menace, which just kind of works, Twitler, but he's not really on, you know, he's not on Twitter anymore. Truthler doesn't really work. But you know what? I got caught in a fake tweet last week on Friday. I read the tweet or the fake tweet truth that he actually didn't send out, that where he said that if he gets back in office, when he gets back in office, he will make Eileen Cannon a Supreme Court justice. I could see that coming out of his mouth or his, you know, phone. So I read it, but I was informed it wasn't real. Hard to tell these days.
Who passed that on as real?
I don't know. Somebody on social media somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, we have to become more diligent about like not listening to those people anymore.
I know, but
like
then that would mean
that info.
I know. Well, that's why I correct it if I'm wrong, and I was wrong, so I'm correcting it. But
exactly.
However. That would mean I'd have to go on Truth Social, and I'm not going there. Look, you can rapture me, you can threaten me with, you know, scorpions and locusts and whatever. Don't make me go on Truth Social. I don't think I could survive.
I actually
that.
Tried today because I wanted to see the video about abortion for myself. And
yeah.
Just so people understand, I sent out the fucking news this morning about what was supposedly about to come from Trump's abortion announcement. And 2 minutes later, I get the alert from like CNN or Politico that the video is out. Like, you must be killing me.
Now, was the video like 9.5 minutes?
4.5. I just, you were saying when you were introing me, you were mentioning doing my homework. I actually transcribed
the thing.
I could like, it helps me like think about it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And, so I wanted to find it. And I went to truthsocial.org or com or whatever it is. And it was such a pain in the butt to like they don't let you access it unless you're signed in, which is a stupid way of drawing people in. Luckily, C-SPAN had it, so I was able to watch the whole thing. But I am homework ready to talk about it, teacher.
Okay.
Where you want to
Yes,
go.
Please, sure. So
today.
I did play, someone's telling me that we have an echo, so I'm going to try to fix that while we're talking. But I played a video earlier that somebody who goes by the shitter handle of Decoding Fox News said, I get so many complaints that people don't want to hear his voice. So she read what he said. And that's such a better way to do it than you know, than actually playing his voice.
His words more palatable to people.
Yeah, no, I get that too. I do get that too. But
like, let's get Gilbert Gottfried to read them or something.
Yeah, well, but Gilbert died.
Oh,
Gilbert died. Yeah, a few years ago. I actually knew Gilbert. I know Gilbert's wife. She used to be a record promoter back in my music radio days. I knew her from, you know, record promotion. In fact, I've got a picture of her. So funny, somewhere, her name is Dara, holding my daughter Allison when she was just a babe. And she would play with Al. She's like, Gilbert just doesn't want kids. I don't think I can marry him. He doesn't want children. And then when they got married, when they were getting married, she, you know, emailed us like, yeah, we're going to have kids. So they've got two great kids. And in fact, his daughter Lily just won some award, like a best student documentary about her dad. You know what? I should call Dara and see if Lily would like to come on and talk about her documentary. I think I'm going to do that. See, this is how I produce the show.
Never a bad thing to have an excuse to play some clips.
Right. Absolutely. And yeah, okay, I'm going to make myself a note. So anyway, what did you learn about the Orange Guy's latest belief about a woman's right to choose?
So one thing that struck me was there was a lot of attempts to like divine what he actually means and thinks and believes. And it seems pretty clear to me that the guy is like a frying pan of hot grease and shards of glass. Like that's this man's brain. Like there's no there, you know what I mean? It's just a guy who's got lots of impulse and no impulse control. And you know, he talked about, like, first of all, he says, people have asked me my position on abortion and abortion rights. If you say there's such a thing as abortion rights, you're already telling the anti-choice crowd you're not with them. By even stipulating the existence of abortion rights, you're kind of tipping your hand there. But also what struck me is he says many people have asked me what my position is. It's 3 years since he had a 4-year presidency. Like, what does that say not only about the people who ask him stuff, but about him? Like, why is it that we don't know?
Right.
And the other thing that struck me, he's obviously, he's deferring the decision, right? He's saying, you know what, let the states work it out. So two things I would say about that. That's pretty untenable, the scenario he's talking about, in which not only do we have the various states in the country that'll be switching from abortion rights to no abortion rights, bans of 15 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever it might be, right? We have that kind of crazy quilt going on. But also, what about the purple state that freaking flips its policies once a year,
yeah,
or once every 2 years? Like, you know, you get a certain party in power, they'll do something on abortion rights, reproductive rights policy, and then boom, there'll be a backlash. The other side is motivated. So it's just not tenable. And it's also the kind of thing that you can't support if you actually believe that people should not, that abortion is murder. If abortion is murder, you can't say, well, murder is a state's rights issue, right? If there were a state that allowed for felony murder, right, the feds would step in some form.
You would think.
Pretty clearly, right?
You would think.
I'm pretty sure on that one. And so it was, I think, remarkably inept. And to that point, like I said, it was 4 minutes, 39 seconds. And I can't be sure that every single one of these was an actual edit versus them, like, jumping to a push in or a pull out.
Right.
But I counted 14 of those cuts.
Yeah. And they probably were edits. I'm because I've done so much editing over the years, I'm pretty good at picking them out. He's always edited his, you know, his video from January 6th for sure was right. Edited because they had to do a million takes. I'm right. Sure it was. And again, I saw some edits on YouTube and other places, but I know I didn't see the whole thing. because I couldn't sit through 4.5 minutes of it. But okay, so he repeated his lie about infanticide, that Democrats want to kill babies after they're born.
Execute. He said execute after birth. I'm like, I'm pretty sure we know who supports execution after birth. I mean, yeah. This is a guy who took out a newspaper ad urging execution after birth for people who were later exonerated.
Hello. Yes, yeah. He did. Now, but the part that really, that I loved, that I heard, is he talks about, this is something that everybody wanted. The Democrat Party and the Republican Party, everybody wanted it. So we're doing away with Roe v. Wade. What? Right. You have the quote? You have the actual verbiage there? Show that I was not that far off?
I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and in fact demanded be ended, Roe v. Wade.
Excuse me.
Bullshit.
Thank you.
Right. And what's so fascinating to me about this guy is how, like, most of us, we all grapple, right, with impulse control and just blurting out something because that feels like the thing we should say at the moment.
Yes.
You do this for a living.
Yes, I do. I do. Yeah, exactly. I do.
So in the space of 4 minutes, it goes from saying all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and demanded it to be ended. Then later on, he says it was a long-term, hard-fought battle. He hasn't even bothered to interrogate his own thoughts about this issue to decide whether Roe v. Wade was universally loathed by both sides or whether it was a hard-fought battle. That's how shallow and uncaring this guy is.
Uncaring is the right word, Jonathan, because he doesn't give a shit one way or the other. It's whatever way the political wind's blowing, whichever way looks better for his prospect to get back in the White House, that's what he's going to believe today. Whatever the polls or his advisors tell him is what he's got to think. That's how he thinks, because he doesn't think.
And I would say it's even more granular than that. I would say it's not just the things you said, but it's however he interprets those things from any given second to the next in his head. Mm-hmm. So even though the facts that he's been exposed to might not have changed during the taping, his thoughts about it still will. Like he talks about how, you know, the miracle of life and all this stuff. And he clearly talks in like grand, beautiful religious terms about opposition to abortion. But he's also says his party is strongly in favor of IVF. That's fundamentally, I mean, people didn't pick up on this. The first minute and a half was all about IVF.
Really?
Yes.
Tell the people in Alabama that.
Well, he does. He talks about the legislature doing a great job fixing the thing that their party.
Oh my God.
In the part of the courts screwed up by banning IVF. But this is a guy who's saying the pro-life movement is great, the miracle of life is a wonderful thing, but it's okay for the IVF process to flush, you know, hundreds, thousands of fully
children
entities, precious babies, children, humans with voting rights and driver's licenses just like us.
Tax deductions. They're tax deductions. Aren't they tax deductions?
right. You get them in the HOV lane.
That's like right. This, bring along a carton of eggs and just, you know, hey, I'm here.
You're a convoy at that point. He's also strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother.
Right.
Which I'm glad.
Right.
Because I think there should be exceptions for those things. But if you believe that the embryo from conception is a human being, it makes no moral sense to say unless you can kill that full human being if there are bad reasons for that person to come into existence. Like, we don't have that moral calculus in any other aspect of our existence unless you want to count, you know, executing people. But even that has nothing to do with the people who sired those criminals. But also, he's entirely at odds with even just telling his believers and his followers how to think about things, how to be political. And the examples I came up with was he says, you must, like, to decide this, right? He's talking about the context of Americans and the states deciding what the law should be. You must follow your heart, he says. Or, or
if you don't have a heart, cases, yes,
right, in your religion or your faith. But then he says, do what's right for your family and what's right for yourself. Do what's right for your children. Do what's right for our country. Those things aren't necessarily all in unison.
No.
There's no recognition or even interest in the fact that those things might come into conflict at various points in our lives. And that's the whole point of having policies and being thoughtful about deciding whose rights should trump, sorry, whose in what situations. And then even at the very end, he tells his followers, you must follow your heart on this issue. And then immediately, there's no jump, no edit, and then says, but you must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must always win elections to restore our culture and to save our country.
Then maybe he saw this chart that you included in with today's The Fucking News. Support for abortion access has grown among key Trump demographics since Dobbs. And it includes, I mean, across the board, it's up 12 to 17%. The highest, people 65 plus, up 17%. Republicans, 2020 Trump voters, conservatives are 12, all of them 15%. I guess that's the reason for his turnaround and nothing else.
Well, I mean, even then, I'm not even sure how to qualify this as a turnaround. I would guess even more than the polls are the losses they've experienced at the ballot box, like that special election in Alabama last week.
Absolutely.
Or last month. So then he closes by saying, always go by your heart, but we must win. Like, there's no coherent sense of how people are supposed to navigate this stuff whatsoever. And I think that goes to your point that they're rattled by the fundamental incoherence of what they're trying to do here.
Yeah.
By trying to square the circle of abortion and IVF and exceptions for the right of the mother, people's, you know, the state's rights and all this stuff. They haven't come up with a narrative that coheres all of that together in a way that makes sense for people. And so he missed a huge opportunity here, I think, to mobilize his base behind something that felt like it had moral weight to it and had a sense of purpose to it. And I don't think it's going to hurt him ultimately, because already we're seeing signs that far right Christian organizations, they're not happy about this, but they still say, well, he's still better than the other guy. So I would guess that you know, if it does hurt him, we're likely to see it in sort of very incremental, hard to tease out ways in terms of things like lack of voter enthusiasm, lack of volunteers going out and knocking and banging on doors for him. And you know, some of the churches, some of the far right churches out there might be a little less enthusiastic about violating the Johnson Amendment and getting their voters worked up for him. So we won't know. We might never know exactly how this impacts, but it's hard to see how he's helped himself in any way here.
Right. But so, Jonathan Larson, let me ask you this, because I had a conversation with a listener from Florida just in the first half hour, because I believe that the stupid, moronic moves by Governor Death Sentence down there placed Florida actually back in play this year. That would be his signing into law this 6-week abortion ban, which is as strict as they come, and the Supreme Court upholding it and saying, yeah, that can go into effect. All the while, Nikki Fried, I think, is starting to kick ass as the new Democratic Party of Florida chair, and they got enough signatures on a petition to get a woman's right to bodily autonomy on the ballot. So, yes, the law goes into effect now, but the voters can overturn it come November. Also on the ballot in Florida this year will be legal marijuana, because they got enough signatures finally for that too.
Recreational
marijuana. So I think, you know, they've got a fighting chance now, where young people who were not motivated to come out and vote women who have very strong feelings, as they should, about the subject of abortion rights, could come out and do something. It would be amazing to see Rick Scott get his hat handed to him, especially by a one-term former congresswoman who was a backbencher who really shouldn't be in the race. But she better than Rick Scott on his best day, on her worst. So, you know, there's that.
I think the physics, just the sheer mechanical physics of the timing of this, are a political gift from the gods, right? May 1st, the ban goes into effect,
yep,
which means midsummer, June or July or whatever, we will start to see the horror stories,
right?
The Florida horror stories, and people will, all around the state, of every party, legal scholars on both sides.
On both sides.
On both sides. Are going to start saying, this is terrible. And in any other year, it might be, oh, too bad, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm going to go get high.
Right.
But this year, about 5 seconds after they read those horror stories, as you point out, they're going to learn, oh, I can go to the polls in whatever it is, 4 months from now, and I can not only vote out these people, I can literally change this law with my vote.
That's direct democracy.
And I think that's going to, as you said, unleash an incredible wave, frankly, to use a political cliche, in Florida. It's hard to see how that, weaponized with recreational marijuana,
And you can put the two together, because those, and maybe Robert should be listening, because Robert's like, I used to smoke. I don't like the smell of it anymore. It's like a real killjoy. Let me tell you something, that marijuana, cannabis, has wonderful aphrodisiacal qualities. There have been studies on it, but I didn't need studies to tell you. good cannabis will enhance, certainly, the female orgasm. I can't speak to the male orgasm because I've never had one. But, I'm going on decades swearing by this. It is made... a run-of-the-mill orgasm is pretty fucking good. But when you've smoked some really nice weed, oh my, it takes it to whole new heights. So just saying, someone needs to market a line for, her pleasure. Because I'm telling you, it makes it even better.
I don't know if we're already in TMI territory, but I will say I've never... smoked marijuana.
You've never smoked marijuana.
But for some reason, I still get ads for exactly what you're talking about. Weed that is supposed to like make the sex amazing.
It doesn't even have to be any kind of special weed. Wow, you've never, that blows my mind. Because I'm older than you are, obviously. But I grew up, I grew up in South Florida, which is where it all came in back in the 70s.
Right.
So we got everything. I mean, it all came in through there. And so at the age, I think I smoked, this is not good. Smoked my first cigarette at 12. It's not good. Smoked my first joint at 13. So I've been doing it for a while, and I've had little breaks throughout the years, but I know my stuff about the marijuana. And I'll tell you don't even need a special strain. It's better with the weed. So there's Nicole's tip for the day.
Our little pro tip moment. Brought to you by all kinds of things, drugs.
And rock and roll. Absolutely. Yeah. See, that's how you stay young. That's how you stay young. I had a phone call this morning with a representative from Boomer Benefits, because November, Medicare! I'm on Medicare come November. So I'm counting the months.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a push me pull you, because my birthday's November 4th. Election day is November 5th.
Yeah.
Barack Obama was elected president on my 49th birthday. Ronald Reagan was elected president, I believe, on my 21st.
Oh my gosh.
It's not a good one. Right.
Your birthday just has.
Right. It's election day.
The stank of politics every four or even.
Right. It's what happens when your birthday is in the first week of November. Yeah. So, but I'm like, I can't wait for November 4th to come, but I'm dreading November 5th coming. It's like, yeah, it can't come fast. Oh, wait a minute. No, you can wait. But yeah. But the insurance companies, they want you to die before you hit 65. That's why I put off going to the doctor for the foot. Because my insurance is so bad right now. Right. It's so expensive. The copays are sky high that I wanted to just be in bubble wrap for this year until I can get to 65 and actually, you know, go to a doctor again. But yeah, a stupid waterfall. You know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But yeah. Anyway, so that's my story. I'm sticking to it. With that, it is Monday. Let me tell you what we're doing tomorrow. So there's this book out, a new book called Tripped. And it's about Nazi Germany, the CIA, and the dawn of the psychedelic age. This guy is fascinating. He's in Germany. This is his second book on the subject. His first was Blitzed. And it's about psychedelics for mental health care. And my listeners know, before I left Florida, I did a whole series of ketamine therapy treatments for depression because I've struggled with depression since adolescence, and it's a topic I've been fascinated in for years. Well, this guy is great. We taped this a couple of weeks ago because he is in Germany. Of course, I can't find the video, but it was when the video was all screwing up. But I have the audio, so it's probably going to be an audio only interview tomorrow unless I can somehow figure out where I saved the video to. But my producer, you know, she smokes too much pot or something. I gotta fire her. So, but one way or another, we'll have that interview tomorrow, and it's really fascinating. But what I didn't know is when LSD was first developed as a thing, it was a therapeutic drug with great promise,
right.
And the Nazis took it and used it basically to torture people, and that's how it became a bad thing.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, you can really fuck someone up with that stuff because your mind is in a very vulnerable place.
Sometimes it's like Nazis fuck up everything.
You know, Nazis fuck up everything. They still are. All right. On that note, Jonathan Larson, find him and subscribe at thefuckingnews.substack.com. As always, thank you, Jonathan. And I'll see you next Monday. And you guys will see you tomorrow. With that, I'm done. I'm going to go, you know, take a hit. All right. I'll see you later. Bye. And you, bye. Peace out.